I said, Hanukkah, you can talk about for a long time. Hanukkah, you can talk for a long time. When it comes to every Yontif, so you look in the Svarim, it feels like that Yontif is like the Svarim HaKadoshim's favorite Yontif. But I think everyone would agree, Hanukkah is probably the Svarim HaKadoshim's favorite Yontif. There's a lot to talk about, so... So maybe I'll talk about one, like a certain Nekuda, maybe from there to sort of frame the Yontif in general. So I guess we'll start like this. You don't have any Marmon comments in front of you, but you listen, you'll see. There's at the end of Hilchas Chanukah in the Rambam, there's a very simple sentence. But just when you think about the words, it's interesting. The Rambam says this, well, this is, what is it, the third to last halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. It says the Rambam, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi Ad Moed. It's a very beloved mitzvah. V'tzarach Adam Lizorba. And a person has to be careful with the mitzvah of Chanukah. Again, presumably, anyway, you should be machmer with any mitzvah, but you should go an extra measure of caution of making sure you do it properly. It's a chaviva admoid. It's very precious. It's very precious. So, tzarchat and lizar, a person has to be very careful with it. Kedei lahidiyah hanes, in order to do the mitzvah of Chanukah properly, you're medias hanes, you're making the miracle known. And you're adding to praises and thankfulness to Hashem for all the miracles that He's done for us. That's the language of the Rambam. And he goes on, what does it mean to be careful? So the Rambam gives an example. Even a person doesn't have any food, only what he gets from tzedakah. They should, despite that, collect extra tzedakah in order to have Chanukah candles. All right, so that's the language of the Rambam. It's very peculiar. Again, you don't have the language in front of you, but you listen. Again, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, says the Rambam, is Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. So, you're not necessarily going to lose sleep over this, but every word in the Rambam is measured. What does the Rambam have to say the word Ad Ma'od? Chaviva Hi Ma'od. What does it even mean, Ad Ma'od? Ad would seem to be like limiting something. So, Ma'od is it? So, Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. What's Ad Ma'od? Okay. Fine. And then the Rambam goes on to say, and therefore you have to be careful to light Hanukkah candles properly, because when you light Hanukkah candles, you're doing something. And what are you doing? So the Rambam said two things. Leidiyah ha-nes, you're making the nes known. U'lahaysif v'shevach ha-kel v'adoyaloi al nisim sh'asalonu. And you're adding to the praise and the thanks to Hashem for all the nisim that He's done. One second. These two separate things. He split it into two sentences. Leidia hanes, to let the nes be known. Ulhaisif v'shevach hakel v'adoyele yisparach al nisim sh'asalanu. So one second. So the first sentence was leidia es hanes singular. Right? That by lighting Chanukah candles, says around two things are happening. By lighting Chanukah candles, leidia es hanes, I mean, the single nes I'm making known, aleph. And days lahaysef b'shevach hakel v'adoyla yisparach al nisim sh'asalanu. And I'm adding praise and thankfulness to Hashem for the multiple miracles nisim lashon rabim that He's done for us. First of all, one second. So, what's the single nes that I'm only letting known, and these many nisim that I'm praising? But even in these many nisim that I'm praising, I'm adding praise. Because somehow they are already, the praise is already there, I'm just adding praise to it. Like, what's the Rambam hinting at over here? Well, the answer is probably simple. We know that when it comes to Chanukah, there's two parts to the Chanukah story, right? We know. It's the contrast between the Gemara and Al Nisan. On the one hand, you have the Nid Chanukah, the war, and the victory of the Chashmonaim against the Yavanim. And then Mitzat Sheni, you also have the, obviously, the Nes of the Menorah itself, the Pach Echad Shel Shemen. If you take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam, you know, sort of uniquely talks about the history of Chanukah. What was the story? He doesn't do that for Pesach and other inyanim. We spoke about that in the past. Why? But for Chanukah, he goes through the history. And the Rambam talks about both of these miracles. So the Rambam clearly holds that both of these miracles are in play when it comes to establishing the rules in the Yontif of Chanukah. And the Rambam goes, again, Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Chanukah, he talks about, again, by the Bayis Sheni, you have the Yevanim, and all the decrees of the Yevanim, and so on and so forth, until finally the Rabban Hashem helps us, and the Chashmonaim get rid of the Yevanim, and it's Gevaldik. And Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, the 25th of Kislev, that's when we were victorious over the Yavanim. They go into the Beis HaMikdash, and they find the Pachechat Shel Shemen. So Halacha Aleph, he talks about the miracle, the war, and then Halacha Beis, he talks about the Pachechat Shel Shemen, the miracle of the Menorah. Halacha Gimel says, and because of this, what's this? Everything I just got finished saying, this is the language around the Chacham of that generation instituted, that these 8 days, which again begin from Chafei Kislev and on, you may simcha v'halal, they should be days of joy and halal. Umadlikim ben haneris, we should light candles be'erev evening time, opischei abatim b'kolay l'layla, and so on. Laharois u'lagalois hanes, to make it known, to be mara, to reveal and to make known. Laharois u'lagalois is hanes. Over here he uses the language again. Lagalois is hanes. What the Rambam is saying is like this, and it's also a peculiar thing. What does it mean to be laharois u'lagalois, to make it known as if it's like a secret? The answer is as follows. With the Rambam, putting this all together, what the Rambam is, the picture that's painted is the following thing. Again, there's two nisim taking place. And Chazal are creating the Yontif of Chanukah, and we want to sort of juggle these two inyanim. There's the miracle of the war. Now, when you talk about a war, you know, we know this from modern times. First, nowadays is for sure, but even in those days, that's public. That's public knowledge. Who wins a war? How a war is won? That's public. That's not happening behind closed doors. That's out there. So if you're the Chacham of that generation, and you want to commemorate the inning of the Nes of the Mulchama, your goal is not Lahares Ulagalis as a Nes. You don't have to reveal that. That's obvious. You had Rabim Biad Ma'atim, Giborim Biad Chaloshim. That's not a secret. That's not secret. That's headlines. That's headlines. Not only is it obvious, is it well known, it's not just one Nes. If you're talking about winning a war, that means that there's a lot of hashkacha pratis, and there's a lot of miracles going on. It means this battle has to be won, this battle has to be won, this exact moment has to happen, it has to rain exactly the right day, there's a lot of things going on. You're not just talking about one nes. So there's two, so if the Rambam were to be describing the nes of the war, what you would be talking about is not the goal of instituting a yontif to commemorate the nes of the war. The language you would use would not be to reveal, and you would not use singular nes, because the miracle of the war is already known and it's nisim. But when you're talking about the nes of what, of the Pachechat Shel Shemen, first of all, where did that happen? That's in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the truth is in Al Nisim, there's a language of the Chasus Kodshecha, but that's a kasha. Everyone asks on that. They're not lighting the menorah in the chutz. They're lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. Who's in the Beis HaMikdash? A handful of kahanim at most. So who knows about this? Who knows about the miracle? Again, in those days, there was not, you know, the handful of kahanim, the chashmonaim themselves, whatever it is, in the Beis HaMikdash, they know about what happened. No one else knows about it. And it's singular, it's a one nes. The one nes is that this Pachechat Shel Shemen lasted 8 days. There's not many factors. There's one in it. So the Rambam says again, says the Rambam, that when Chazal instituted the takana of Manlikin ben Aneris, that we light candles, right? Al Pesach, Al Paschi Abatim, on the doors and so on every night, Laharois Ulagalis Hanes, to make known and to publicize these single nes that took place. What's it talking about? Rambam's talking about the nes of the menorah. Nes of the menorah. What about the other nes of the war? The other nes of the war, which the Rambam also recognizes, that was Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Chanukah. He's talking about the war, so the war is certainly a significant zach. The answer is, the Rambam first introducing Chanukah, the Rambam said, Bifneza, because of all this, the history of Chanukah, Hiskinu Chom Shavayis, the Chazal established that what? That these 8 days of Chanukah should be a simcha v'halal, should be days of joy and of thanksgiving. One second. If instituting the day, the yontif of Chanukah, and the halachic institution is that this is a yontif, that the defining factor is simcha v'halal. One second. If that is revolving around the miracle of the oil and the miracle of the menorah, what's simcha v'halal? No one knows about it yet. No one knows about it yet. If you're establishing something that simcha v'halal means, it's something that's well known. The only thing that you have to do is to be besimcha over it and to thank Hashem for it. No one knows about what happened with the oil yet. As and the Rambam v'haraya, because in a second later the Rambam is going to talk about lighting the menorah, and he says, why do you light it? La'aris l'galus is anes. What about simcha and halal you just got finished saying? The answer is there's two separate nisim going on. There's two separate institutions. The halachic definition of the yontif of Chanukah is a yontif of simcha and halal. See, that's unique. Pesach is not the definition of Pesach is not a yontif of simcha and halal. We say halal and Pesach. There's a mitzvah simcha and yontif. But the defining feature of yontif of Chanukah is simcha and halal. For what? The answer is for a nes that everyone already knows about, and the only thing that's missing is simcha and halal. So the yontif of Chanukah itself, this is what comes out. That the yontif of Chanukah itself in the Sheet of the Rambam is a yontif that's established for the war. And when it comes to the yontif of the war, the miracle of the war, you don't have to publicize that. Everyone knows about it. Everyone knows the Chashmonai won. It was obvious. And everyone knows it was many nisim. The only thing that's missing is to thank Hashem for it. Okay. So there's, now you have a yontif established as a yontif of Halal and Aida. For what? For a miracle that everyone knows already, which is the miracle of the Chashmonaim of the war. In that context, Chazal also instituted a Maisa mitzvah. What's the Maisa that we do on Chanukah? Lighting the menorah. For what purpose? Primarily, Laharois Ulagalis Isenes, to let everyone know about a miracle that occurred. Not the miracle of the war that you're saying howl about, that obviously everyone knows about that. Chazal don't have to institute why you have to know about that. All they have to do is institute howl. The answer is the menorah is what Laharis is Megala says Hanes, is to be Megala, to make known the single miracle that took place, which was the miracle of the oil. So what the Rambam is telling us is that fundamentally, primarily, there's two separate inyanim going on by Chanukah, and this is a Chiddush. Again, when it comes to every other yontif, there's no two separate things. There's the yontif called Pesach, and one of the expressions of the yontif of Pesach is to eat matzah. So there's a yontif of Sukkot. One of the inyanim, one of the expressions of the yontif of Sukkot is in the Sukkot. When it comes to Chanukah, it's not like that. There's two separate dinim. There's two separate bechinas. There's two separate inyanim. There's two separate miracles going on. The yontif of Chanukah itself, the definition of these days, of 8 days, that the classification of the 8 days of yontif of Chanukah is because of the Mochama. And because of that, the defining factor of these days, the definition, halachically, these days are Yimei Simcha V'Halal. If it's not Yimei Hayra and Giloy, right? The definition of these 8 days are not days of where we, the defining feature of the days of Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah, is not a time where we publicize the miracle. No. The definition of the Yontif of Chanukah are days of Halal and Haida, because the definition of the Yontif is about a miracle that everyone knows about already, which is the miracle of the war. Besides that, there's also an institution of a Maisa mitzvah that's called Halakas Ner Chanukah. And Halakas Ner Chanukah is fundamentally about making a certain miracle that no one knows about, making it known. What miracle does no one know about, again, at that time, at that generation? The nes of the oil. It was only in the Beis Hamikdash. Zaharis Legalis is a nes. So that's when the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah is. That's why we're in Mishneh Torah does the Rambam talk about the mitzvah and the halachas of halal. B'chlal. Hilchas Chanukah. Right after these few halachas in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam then goes on to talk about halacha hey. So everything we just read, Halacha Aleph is the nace of the war. Halacha Beis is the nace of the Pach Echad Shel Shemen. Halacha Gimel and Dalet is what we just said. Because of this, the institution of Chanukah and the mitzvah of lighting the menorah within the Yontif of Chanukah. That's all the beginning. And Halacha Hey says the Rambam, each one of these days you have to say Halal. And the Rambam goes on for an entire parak or two talking about the halachas of Halal. Why over here? The answer is, again, this is the picture that's going on. Why are we saying Halal on Chanukah? So you can say we're saying for a lot of things. Halal on Chanukah is a defining feature of the Yontif itself. The Yontif is defined, said the Rambam, as Yimei Simcha V'Halal. And if, for what miracle are we saying Halal for? What miracle is the Yontif of Chanukah being established, the Etzem? The answer is for the war. So what's the picture? So the picture is there's the Yontif of Chanukah, which is primarily established for the miracle of the war, which is many miracles. To have a war at one. And number two, everyone knows about it already. So the institution of Yontif regarding the miracle of the war, the entire nature of the institution is not to let everyone know about it. It's about praising Hashem for it. And then besides that, you have the Maisa Mitzvah of Hanukkah, of lighting the menorah, which is primarily about letting the world know about a single miracle that took place, which is the Pachachat Shel Shemen. At the end of Hilchas Hanukkah, the Rambam hints to this. Says the Rambam, mitzvah, like I said in the beginning, Mitzvah Chanukah, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Chavivi Ad Moed, is very, very precious. And so the Rambam, in what context? Says the Rambam, it's a Vitzarach Adam Lizorba, a person has to be careful with the Ner of Chanukah, primarily Lahidiyah Hanes, to make the miracle of the oil, to make that known. That's number one. Now the Rambam adds an element. There's also a secondary element to the Ner Chanukah. In the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he was telling us the primary institution. The primary institution of lighting the menorah is to make everyone know about the nes that no one would know about otherwise, which is then what happened in the Beis HaMikdash proper with the Pachachat Shel Shemen. Why are you saying Halal on Yontif Chanukah? What is the Yontif of Chanukah? That's to thank Hashem for the miracles that everyone knows about, which is the war of the war of the Chashminoi. At the end, so that's the picture. It says the Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, you should know when you're lighting the menorah, the primary thing is, as I said, which is Leidia Nes, to let everyone know about the Pachachat Shel Shemen miracle. But there's also an element of L'hoisif b'shevach v'doyeloi al anisim sh'asalwano. There's also an added element of praise. It's an extra praise also to Hashem for the miracle of the wars. Certainly the primary, so he asked the question in the beginning, what are these two separate things that Rambam's talking about? And it, whatever the secondary thing of adding praise, so what's the primary praise? What do you mean adding to what? What's the primary? So the answer is, that's what's going on over here. When you say Halal on Chanukah is a defining feature of the Yom Tov itself. It's Yimei Simcha V'Halal, and that is for what? What am I saying Halal for? I'm establishing praising Hashem for what? For the Nes of the Mulcham. When I light the menorah, I'm primarily doing what? I'm doing an act of publicizing. Publicizing what? A Nes that would otherwise not be known, which is the Nes of the Shemen. Says the Rambam Chiddush. That when I'm publicizing the Nes of the Shemen with the lighting of the menorah, you should know there's a secondary component. There's also a little bit of an added shevach and haidah as well to the Nes of the Mulchama, which obviously led to us finding the Pachachat Shel Shemen. So there's an element of that as well. But that's the picture that we see from the Rambam: these two separate miracles, two separate two sort of institutions. The Yontif of Chanukah with Halal is about the Mulchama. And the Hadlokas HaMenorah is primarily for Laharis Ulagalis and Ace for the Pachachat Shel Shemen. That's the picture. Okay, but here's where it becomes a little bit like funny. Chazal don't like doing things so disjointed. So you have this like funny matzav of where you have a yantif, like two separate things. You have a yantif, right, which is, and halal, which is about the Nes of the Mulchama. And then you have this like Maisa Mitzvah, which if you think about it conceptually, could have not had anything with a yantif, right? The Chazal could institute lighting a menorah that has nothing to do with the context of a yontif. Whatever, Chazal want to do that. And Chazal can make an institution of a yontif without a menorah. It's two separate things. We don't think of it in that way, but that's really how the Rambam is playing it. It's two separate miracles that they're both focused on. But what we also see in the Rambam, though, is that there is a little bit of a crossover. There is an interconnection between these two things. In what sense? Well, first of all, the Rambam did say that when you light the menorah, though primarily it's about revealing and letting everyone know about the Nes of the Menorah, but the Rambam did add, by the way, it also does add Shevach and Haidah to Hashem for the miracle of the war, which is primarily what you're thanking Hashem for with Halal. There is an added element of Shevach v'Haidah, and that makes sense because, again, like I said before, how did they find the Pachachat Shel Shemen? Well, that's only because they got rid of the Yevanim. So when I talk about the story of the Pachachat Shel Shemen through lighting the menorah, part of that is also, sort of acknowledging the miracle of the war. So there's an added element of Shevach V'Haidah to the war, to the miracle of the war, even by lighting the menorah. So there's that a little bit of a crossover from the miracle, from the Halal, Simcha Halal of Chanukah into the Hadlokas HaMenorah. And there's also the opposite as well. Why? Why would Chazal pick Davka 8 days to celebrate? If the yontif is Yimei Simcha V'Halal over the Nes of the Mulchama, right? And Chazal decided, you know what, let's do it, what day we're going to pick to celebrate the Mulchama. Well, the truth is, L'chaira, what you would pick is the day that the Mulchama was, that the Nesim actually took place, which was during the war. But no, we don't do that. We celebrate the Milchama when the war is over. And for how long? For 8 days. Oh, happens he poked the time that the Hanukkah menorah is being lit, in, you know, when the nace of the menorah is happening. Clearly, it's not a coincidence, right? Obviously, Chazal are instituting a yontif, which is Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, which is about the nace of the Milchama, but the time that it's going to take place, this yontif of Simcha V'Hallel about the Milchama, is dafka going to be during the 8 days when the other miracle is happening with the Pachecha Chol Shem. So, this is what becomes a little bit odd. Again, we're used to thinking that these are just one big thing. It's just one Hanukkah, it's one Nes, it's one storyline. But it's not in the realm. It's two separate inyanim. There's the Yontif of Hanukkah, which with its defining feature of Hal and Haidah, that's about the miracle of the war. And then you have a Maisa Hadlokas HaMenorah, which is just simply about, primarily about letting a Nes, the Nes of the menorah be known to the public. And these are two separate things. And now, and nevertheless, we do see a crossover. We're acknowledging, first of all, that there is some element of Shevach and Haidah for the miracle through lighting the menorah. And we're also establishing the time of celebrating the war, Dafka, during the 8 days when the Nes of the menorah is happening. So again, so this is what needs explanation. It's like this funny, like either make it one big package, and Hanukkah, Menorah, whatever it is, it's just all the one story of the. It's just we're celebrating the Hanukkah story, or keep it separate and have two separate zachen. Have a yontif of Hanukkah when the war was taking place, which, by the way, historically we know the according to many sources, whatever, that the actual war, the Chashmonaim, could be broke out on Yom Kippur. So ready from Yom Kippur until Hanukkah, this war was happening. Okay, so maybe Chazal should pick the last day of the war. I don't know. You pick some time in that period to celebrate the Nes of the Milchama. And then during these 8 days, you have another institution. That's called the Mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah. If you're going to put them together, then make it one big inyan. If you're not putting it, if you're making two separate things out of it, then keep them separate. What is this inyan? They're two separate things, but yet they're interlocked, and you it's like almost you can't separate one from the other. What's the oimik? Okay, so it's like this. Every yontif, so we have Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos L'mashal, right? So we have the Yom Tov on yontif by benching. I mentioned this other times. At the end of benching by yontif, what do we say? There's a rachman that we add, right? A rachman. What's the thing? Harachaman who yichadish lanu who yom shakul etayv, right? Who? What's the lashon? Yeah, how does it start? Harachaman who it's been a while, unfortunately. It's yantif, yeah. Yan chilena, that's the lashon. Harachaman yan chilena. You got the end of it. Yan chilena yom shakul etayv. Right? What's mean? What is that? By Shabbos we say yan chilena yom shakul ei Shabbos amenuch l'chayelam, right? So, one second. So, there's a future time that's called Kulei Shabbos and Menuchah Chayei Lamim, and there's a future time that's called Yom Shekulei Toiv. Is it the same thing? And just we're using the Lashon by Yontif Yom Shekulei Toiv, and Shabbos we're using the Lashon of Shabbos. Like what? So, the Lashon says like this. The Lashon says, Achidish, Yom Shekulei Shabbos and Menuchah Chayei Lamim, that's Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Which is after Mashiach comes. How much after Mashiach comes is not for now. But then there's something that's called Yom Shekul. What's Yom Shekul? That's Yimais Mashiach. The Leshem is marach with this, and it's a very fundamental principle. Every yontif that we experience, we're in truth experiencing the yontif in a little bit of an immature state. It's unripened yet. Everything in Ruchnias, there's always a concept that anything that exists in Ruchnias always has two stages to it. There's katnas and godless. Just like a person. A person could be, you know, an adolescent and an adult. You know, katnas and a child and an adult. So yontif also. What's Pesach? Why do we celebrate Pesach? So obviously, the Pesach, shall we celebrate Pesach because of what happened, right? Yitzias Mitzrayim. The yontif that we have, let's say, for example, Pesach, that's coming because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Pesach, but that's the katnas of Pesach. That's still an immature version of what Pesach is. When Mashiach comes, then we'll be able to experience the true essence and the adulthood of Pesach. And at that point, it, like the pasuk says, "Kimei tseischa meretz Mitzrayim erenu nefloiz." When Mashiach comes, we'll be able to have the "Kimei tseischa meretz erenu nefloiz." It means there's two versions of Pesach. There's Pesach with zman hazeh, which is nice and it's gevaldik, but it's not the full stature of Pesach. And this is what Pesach is going to be by Yimei Mashiach. That's true with Pesach, it's true with Shavuos. Shavuos is what nowadays, why? Because we got the Torah. Chazal say Torah that we have nowadays is Hevel, is nothing compared to the Torah of Mashiach. This means the Yontav of Shavuos is the Yontav of Kabbalah Satorah. But what does it mean, Kabbalah Satorah? There's two versions. There's the Katniss version of Torah, and there's the Godless version of Kabbalah Satorah. So there's the Yontav of nowadays, and there's the Yontav of Yemos Mashiach. Same thing with Sukkot, right? Sukkot is, again, Anani HaKovid. So the Inyan of Anani HaKovid, that happened already when we left Mitzrayim, that's the Katniss version of Sukkot. The Godless version of Sukkot is like the Lashon that people of a minute ago saying when you leave the Sukkah. Talking about the Sukkah Seshel Leviyasan. We're referencing some other inyan of Anani HaKovid that's Yemos Mashiach. These are two versions of Yom Tov. So every Yom Tov has this quality of what the Yom Tov is b'zman hazeh and what the Yom Tov is going to be b'shleimus alas alava Yemos Mashiach. And that's what we're saying when you bench a rachman or yanchilein or yom shekulei toiv. See, Shabbos is about tchias emesim. It's not for now, but that's what Yom Tov is. Yom shekulei. We're keeping the Yom Tov now in its katnas version. We're davening. We should be zeichet to see the Yom Tov in its godless version. That's true for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's true for all Yom Tov. It's true for Chanukah as well. But here's the chiddush of Chanukah. Chanukah also has a Katniss version of nowadays and a Godless version of Yemos Mashiach. But here's the difference. When it comes to every other Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of the Katniss of Pesach, the Katniss of Shavuos, the Katniss of Sukkot is a standalone Zach. It's 100% like it is nowadays. It's just, you know, when Mashiach comes, Pesach will be in full blossom. And Shavuos and Sukkot as well. Chanukah is a little different. The Yontif of Chanukah now is really nothing more than a reverberation of the future Chanukah. The Bnei Soscha writes this a number of times in his writings. He says the word Chanukah, why do you call it Chanukah? So it's like a Chassidish of art, but we'll see it's Rambam. The reason why it's called Chanukah, says the Bnei Soscha, is because the whole Yontif of Chanukah is really just a chinuch for what the Yontif of Chanukah is going to be. Because the Yom Tov of Chanukah is going to be in full blossom when you go into Mashiach. So that's your kasha. That's also true for Pesach. It's also true for Sukkot and Shavuos. So every Yom Tov should be called Chanukah. The answer is no. What the Bnei Soscha is saying is, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, of course it's true. There's a certain shleimus that they'll reach by Yom Tov Mashiach. But Pesach now is still Pesach. There's an inyan that's called Pesach b'zman hazeh. And even if there would be no such thing as Pesach l'asad lavi, there would still be a Pesach l'zman hazeh, right? That's the difference. Like, if let's say there would be no inyan of some higher version of Pesach when Mashiach comes, there would be Yom Shekulei Toiv. There would still be Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot. Not so with Chanukah. If there wouldn't be an inyan of Chanukah l'asad lavi, then there would be no Chanukah now. I mean, that's the great irony of Chanukah. On the one hand, the whole Yom Chanukah is B'yom Mehem b'zman hazeh. But the truth is, it's really not B'yom Mehem, it's not b'zman hazeh. It's in the future. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. It's a chinuch for the Yom Tov of what's going to be. The Baal Rekeach, Reb Pinchas Karetz, all the Kadmonim, the Chassidim, the Tzaddikim all said that what's the Yom Tov of Chanukah? What's the light of the menorah? The light of the menorah is the Ar HaGadol, the hidden light. Right? Chazal say that Hashem created the hidden light. You could see from one of the universe to the other. But he are, right? The Rabban Hashem saw that it wasn't Kedai for the world, right? So Amad Vaganza, he hid it. He hid it for La'asad Lavi. So the Rekeach already, the Rishonim already say, but that Ar HaGadol is itself the light of the menorah on Chanukah. One second, that's the light of the menorah. It means that the Ar HaGadol is the light of the Mashiach. It's the light of La'asad Lavi. Chazal say that. And yet the Rishonim are saying what? That itself is the light of Chanukah. What's Tamas? A nice Zach. What they're saying is that the Yontif of Chanukah then is different. It's not the pshat that it's a Yontif that's nowadays that will fully ripen by Yemos Mashiach. All it is now is a taste of what it's going to be with the Mashiach. That's what it is. It's a reverberation of La'asad Lavi. If there wouldn't be a Chanukah La'asad Lavi, there would be no Chanukah now. So which means that the way we have to therefore think of Chanukah is that we have to think of it as a light, which in truth we shouldn't be able to grasp right now. You know, as we... There's a principle in this form that we know that there's only two main ingredients that all reality is built with: iris and kalim, light and vessels. The yontiv of Chanukah. Now the nature is that anything that's an or is not graspable. You need kalim. You need kalim in order to grasp. It's like a neshama, right? What's a neshama? Neshama is not without a guf. You need a guf to harness the neshama, to allow the neshama to make itself known. Otherwise, the neshama returns to its source. The nature of R, the nature of light, the nature of something that's ruchni, is that it wants to stay where it's supposed to be. It wants to remain in headquarters. That's where it wants to be. If I have to schlep something away from its natural habitat, then I need to create a little bit of a of a miniature habitat for it, right? So if I have some mishagas in the veld that we have to think about camp now. So when kids are going to camp and they're catching salamanders, right? So this mamsha, is it not insane? It's not, okay, well, that's the difference. Anyway, so when you have you're catching these salamanders. So you can't just catch a salamander from its natural habitat in some bungalow colony, right? You have to put it in a miniature bungalow colony, right? So you make a terrarium, right? So you put a little rock in the thing. So why? Because the salamander, what's it doing in this little shoebox? What's it doing in this? It's not its place. If it's its place, okay. But once it's not its place, and I need to be mamshich it, I need to draw it down to this place, and I have to make a place that's at least a kli for it. So the yontif of Chanukah, again, what we're seeing is that the yontif of Chanukah, the etzim is not of this. It's not of this time. So how do I draw it down into this? So it's an R. It's an R. It's a, what does R mean? R means something that's infinite. At the taste of that, which is anything that's beyond us, anything that's not from our time, is between it's infinite. A taste of Yomayis Mashiach now is Bechinas R. It's R. It's Kulei ethereal. It's Kulei Beligvul. So what's the Avoid of Chanukah? Therefore, by necessity, Chazal cannot institute a Yontif of Chanukah unless it has within it built-in system of Kalim. You need a Kli for it because the Etzem R is ungraspable. So this is the model of the Yontif of Chanukah. There's the R of Chanukah, which is the R of La'asad Lavi, the R HaGonuz, which is Be'etzim, a light of Mashiach. And that is the Menorah. That's what Rekech said, that's what Pinchas Karitzer said. The light of the Menorah is the R HaGonuz. So this element of Chanukah being a reverberation of La'asad Lavi, a Ha'ara, an illumination of real light coming from a future time, that is captured, that is the in the Menorah. But that's ungraspable. Chazal wouldn't be able to institute a mitzvah of lighting the menorah unless they created a kli for that. What is the kli? The kli is the yontif of Chanukah that surrounds it. The kli is the yontif of Chanukah, which is primarily celebrating the nes of the melchama, but that nes of the melchama and the institution of Chanukah, as Yimei Simcha V'Hallel for that, functions as the kli for within which we could contain and grasp the light of Chanukah, which is a light of La'asad Lavi, which is light of the menorah. So there's two separate miracles going on and two separate parts of the institution. There's the mitzvah hadlokas haminoirah, which is about the nase of the pachach shel shemen. And then you have the yontif of Chanukah with hal and haidah, which is about the nase of the melchama. And so why these two components? Just make one big zach. Pesach, we don't have these two components. Why these two components? The answer is the yontif of Chanukah demands these two components. The essence of the menorah, the light of the menorah, the halakas of the menorah, that's the R of La'asad Lavi, that's the Arish al-Mashiach. That is Arish al-Mashiach. That's the defining feature, that's what it is. But Arish al-Mashiach, it needs a kli. It's by itself cannot stand. It needs a kli. The yontif of Chanukah, the Yimei Simcha V'Hallel that Chazal established because of the Nes of the Melchama, that's the kli within which we can now grasp the light of the menorah within it. This is why, once we think of the Yontif of Chanukah in this context of Iris and Kalim, similar to a Neshama and a Guf, so now we understand why they're two separate factors, they're two separate Bechinas, but they interact with each other and they interlie with each other, because that's the nature of Iris and Kalim. Your Neshama is like an R and your body's a Kli. Those are two separate components, but they interrelate to each other. The Kli, the body, allows the Neshama to express itself, and the neshama gives life to the body. So they're separate. We can say you could talk about your guf and you could talk about your neshama. They're not synonymous, but by their very definition, in order for Iris and Kalim to help each other, they need to become somewhat integrated. So this is the tsura. I'm just painting a picture of what the yontif of Chanukah looks like. Spiritually speaking, the chazal is, chazal are creating, like with all halachas, chazal are creating a halachic structure to mimic a certain spiritual structure. That's what's going on. That's what halacha is. That's what Chazal do. So the spiritual structure that they need to build is a structure of an R, which is by itself ungraspable, with a kli that by itself is meaningless. But now you have a kli that within that kli, an R can be grasped, and that And that or can also enliven the kli and give meaning to it. And this is the structure, again, just like a body, just like a neshama and a guf. That's the structure that Chazal are creating with the yontif of Chanukah. You have the etzem light of Chanukah, which by itself cannot stand. There can't be an institution of lighting a menorah without the context of a yontif of Chanukah surrounding it. It's an impossibility. It's an orishal mashiach, which doesn't have any graspability now. But that's the light of the menorah. And surrounding that, in that context, you have the kli, that's called the yontif. That's why it's man. A yontif is time. A yontif is time. A yontif is yimei simcha v'halo. Yimei simcha v'halo. Time is very much, it's gvul. Time is like the Vilna Gaon says, the first thing that the Rebbeinu Shlomo ever created is Bereishis Bara Elokim, was time itself. It means the very first emergence of something that's a kli to capture the first light of Yehi Or was Bereishis Bara Elokim, was time itself. So the yontif is the kli within which we can grasp the light of Chanukah. And that's why, again, therefore they have to be integrated. So we ask the question, well, if the yontif is a standalone zach and it's commemorating the war, then why would it be during the 8 days of the nes of the menorah? And why would the Rambam highlight that when you're lighting the menorah, which is about reminding and knowing, letting the whole world know about the nes of the Shemen, you're also, by the way, adding Hallel to the nes of the war? The answer is you have to integrate the two. They're separate, but they have to be integrated because that's the only way Aris and Kalim can function. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time until they separate from each other again. So they have to be integrated like that. So now, just for the next few minutes, again, just as it's sort of a picture of the infrastructure of Chanukah, spiritually and halachically. But now let's get a little bit to identify. Okay, so what is the Arish al Mashiach that the Ner of Chanukah is trying to bring to us? And why is it that the Nes of the Mulchama per se captures that? So this is what we have. The Nes of the Menorah of the Shemen and the light of the Menorah that's instituted because of that is Arish al Mashiach, a certain aspect of Arish al Mashiach. And then you have the Nes of the Mulchama, which is the Yontif, Meisimcha V'Halal, that's the Kli for that. So how do we make sense of this? So it's like this. The Rambam himself hints, you know, when we talk about, you know, Arish al Mashiach, there's a lot of things that, there's a lot of stuff by Arish al Mashiach, you know. So, you know, Pesach has an element of Arish al Mashiach, you know. So what's the Chanukah Dikin Nekuda? So the truth is, it's hinted in the Rambam himself. It's already late, so I don't have time to be marach with this. But, you know, Hakol Halach Achar Gemar, everything is defined based on its end. The final halach in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam talks about the halacha of what happens if a person only has Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles. Which one comes first? So the Rambam Paskins is based on the Gemara that if a person only has one, then you light Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles has kedima over Chanukah candles. Why? So the Rambam says, ha'ilafon of ner beis of ner Chanukah, if a person only, you know, Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles and so on, says the Rambam, ner beis ha'kaidim, Shabbos candles comes first, mishom sholem beisai, because of sholem bias. And the Rambam now says, shari Hashem nimchak la'asih sholem b'nish l'ishtai, because Hashem's name is erased in order to make sholem between husband and wife, by Saita, right? The Rambam, Godol HaSholem, the Rambam says, you should know Sholem is so great. Shekol HaTorah Nitna Lasis Sholem Ba'olam. All of Torah is given to bring Sholem into the world. Shenemar, Derecha D'Archeinoyim V'chol Nesivis HaSholem. What's going on over there? Why the last line? Why is this necessary? The Rambam just said, okay, Shabbos candles comes first because it has an aspect of Sholem Bais. Godol, fine, that's all I need to know. And Sholem is great. Saita, Hashem's name is Nimchak because of the Saita. Why does Rambam have to add this line? All of Torah is given to give. It's like the Rambam is. So you could say that maybe the Rambam wants to add that the last halacha of Chanukah is also the last halacha in all of Zmanim. So maybe the Rambam wants to add in a positive note. The line would be that the name of Hashem is erased in order to make Shalom between husband and wife. Maybe that's not like the nicest way to end the Sefer. It could be. But the truth is, there's something deeper to that. What the Rambam over here is hinting to, and again, I don't have time to go into the details of. But just to get to the point, what the Rambam is hinting to is the essence of what Chanukah is. It's the essence of Chanukah. What's, again, as I said before, the essence of the menorah is Arish HaMashiach. But what aspect of Arish HaMashiach? There's a lot of things when Mashiach comes. There's a lot of things that are going to be good. What nekuda of Arish HaMashiach is the aura of Chanukah? The answer is, the Rambam is referencing over here, the inyan of all of Torah being given to us in order to produce Shalom. What's the Rambam talking about? So the Rambam is referencing and hinting to something that he writes at the end of Mishneh Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, talking about Yemaisa Mashiach, the inyan of Shalom. And the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says Mashiach is going to come. Kaidim Melchemes Gog and Magog, and before Melchemes Gog and Magog, Yamei Navi Yisrael. The Rabban Shem is going to send a Navi to Klal Yisrael, Eliyahu Navi, LeYasher LeYisrael, to straighten out the Yid, Ulahachin Libam, and to repair our hearts. Shenemar, Hine Enoch Shleich Lechem, Esel Yahu Navi, Lefnei HaYam HaGadol HaNaira, and the Pasuk again is Veheshev Leiv Avis Albanim, Leiv Banim Alavaisam. The Rambam says, he's not coming to make things tar, to make things mutter. That's not what he's coming to do. El losam shalom v'aylam, just to bring peace to the world. Shenemar, v'heishav levavos l'bon. One second. So the Rambam is describing Elyonavi coming by Mashiach. And as the Pasuk says, the Elyonavi comes, v'heishav levavos l'bon v'aylam, to bring fathers and generations together. And there, as the Mishnah says in it, the Rambam is paraphrasing this, to bring Shalom, that's called Shalom to the world. But the Rambam started off introducing with a different term. The Rambam said, what is Eliyahu HaNavi coming to do? Yeah, to bring Shalom, which means to unite generations. But the Rambam didn't start off like that. The Rambam said, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Liyasher Yisrael, Ulahachin Libam. To do what? For what? What does the Rambam mean by that? That parents and children should get along. So say that right away, but what's the Rambam talking about? So it's like this. At the end of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam talks about Yemais Mashiach. The last two halachas, the Rambam is like this. The second to last halacha of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says like this. Lo yinasavu hanavim lechacham Yemais Mashiach. The Rambam's talking about, why did tzaddikim want Mashiach to come? So the Rambam in the second to last halacha is holding where? In Galus. He's in Galus, and he's just telling you why tzaddikim, like the Rambam, want Mashiach to come. And it says the Rambam, Nisavu ha-Nevim ha-Chachamim Yemais Mashiach. The reason why the Chacham and the Nevim and so on have a taiva for Yemais Mashiach is why? Like a deshalishu ta'kal oilam, it's not that we should have power and this and that. Rather, says the Rambam, the reason why we want Mashiach is k'deshiyu p'num b'tayr v'chachmasa. In order that we should have the time and the headspace to learn Torah properly and to do mitzvahs, that we should get Olam Haba. That's the reason why we want Mashiach. Fine. End. Finish there. Then the Rambam doesn't end there. Final halacha. Uba'ayse hazman. At that time, when Mashiach comes, lo yishon le'rav le'milchama, there won't be famine, there won't be any war. Right? It'll be gevaldik. V'lo yi'esa kol ha'olam, and the whole involvement of mankind will be for one purpose. What should the purpose be? What the Rambam just said before, what we're anticipating. We're waiting for Mashiach for what? That we should be able to, the Rambam's words, that we should be able to learn Torah and to learn about Torah. So the Rambam is now describing what's going to be. Taka, when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have anything else to do but Torah v'chachmasa. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says what's going to happen is, at that time, the whole involvement of the world is going to be Ladas es Hashem Belvad, to know about Hashem, to know Hashem. Not the word about, I put that in, it's not the wrong. L'das is Hashem b'lvad. L'fichach, yu chacham g'daylim, v'yoydim dvarim hastumim hamukim, they'll know mysterious things, v'yasigu das bayram k'vikoycha adam, and they'll reach the understanding of their creator to whatever degree possible, someone that's created, whatever that's possible. Sh'nemar kimoz des Hashem k'vim chasim. One second. Something just shifted. When the Rambam was talking about why you want Yemais Mashiach from Golus, the Rambam talked about why do you want Mashiach? For Torah, Chochmah. There's so many Masechtas that you haven't learned yet. So you want to be able to learn it. And I don't have the headspace to do it now. I don't have the Seichel, whatever. There's a lot of things that I have a whole list of Chovis that I have to get to. I haven't gotten them to. So I need Mashiach to allow me that time. And the Rambam says, that's legitimate. That's why you want Mashiach. But says the Rambam, Chiddush Nifla. But when Mashiach does come, something's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to realize that that's not really what I always wanted. That's not really what I always wanted. And of course, I'm still going to learn all those Masechtas, and I'll be Mekayim all my Chavis, and I'll know all of that. But I'm going to realize something deeper, which is I want the Nekuda Pnimis. the innermost point and the essence that's behind the scenes of every single mesechta and every single mitzvah and every single davar tov and every single experience, which is ladas esavaya bolvat. And the Rambam uses very interesting language. He says, in that last halacha, look, count how many negatives. V'loy yia esa kol ha'olam, ella ladas es Hashem bovad. There will not be any involvement other than the exclusive involvement of knowing about Hashem. That's a lot of negatives. There's a lot of cutting away a lot of other stuff. What other stuff is he cutting away? He already said there's no milchama, there's no rav. The Rambam says it's going to be, all delicacies are going to be as commonplace as dirt. So there's nothing else to do. And the Rambam didn't use such language in the previous halacha when he said, why do you want Mashiach? Why are you having a taiva for Mashiach? In order that you should be pnui, that you should have time to sit and learn. And the answer is, that's what the Rambam is hinting to. When we want Mashiach, why? The Rambam says, when you're thinking in goals, why do you want Mashiach? To finish the mesechtas that you didn't have a chance to do yet. To be able to get all the things off of your spiritual bucket list. But then when Mashiach does come, something clicks. Something happens. And what? You chop the nekuda of what everything was really about. And a unifying point that unites all things and all of Avodas Hashem and all experience. And this is something that the Rambam earlier in the parak is telling us what Elyon Navi comes to bring. The Rambam said, Mashiach comes, it's Gevaldik. And then you need Elyon Navi to come to do what? To bring peace. But what does it mean, that peace? So stam, that people shouldn't scream at each other anymore. There's no Yetzar. There's no fighting anyway. What do you need Elyon Navi for? The reason why there's Muhammad, the reason why there's animosity between people is because of the Yetzara. What do I need Eliyahu Navi to bring peace? Take away the Yetzara, there's peace. The answer is, that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is Liyashir Yisrael Ulhachin Libam. Liyashir Yisrael for what? Ulhachin Libam to receive what? The answer is, Rama can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you what it is. It's the Nakuda Pnimis, it's the inner point, it's the essence of all things. It's something that you'll only chab when Mashiach does come, and Elyon Navi comes and straightens us out for us to be able to chab everything. The Yashrus Halev, the straightness that the Rambam is describing, and the preparedness of the heart, that's a reference that, you know, the Rambam is also referencing. The Pasuk says, L'kim asas adam yashar, v'heima bikshu chashbonas rabim. The Rambam uses that lashon a little bit at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, when the Rambam talks about the person that the Sheva Levi, the person that dedicates himself, which is usually always misinterpreted as someone that dedicates himself just to Torah learning. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. That should be in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam's not talking about that. The Rambam is talking about someone that dedicates himself to live Mashiachtik. He's holding by a place of where he ladas es havaya bovad. He's mesalik from himself. Ol hachashbonis harabim. What the chashbonis harabim? Even many mesechtas is chashbonis harabim. You understand? If I'm interested in the many mesechtas, be'etzem. But if I want ladas as a viable vad, of course I'm not going to know Hashem unless I know through Shas. How else am I going to know about Hashem? But what am I interested in is elikus. That's the nekuda pnimis. What's Hanukkah? What nekuda? What's Arish on Mashiach? There's a lot of aspects to Mashiach. So Pesach has an aspect of Mashiach. Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. Every yontif has an aspect. What's the Arish on Mashiach that is Hanukkah? The answer is the shalom, the peacefulness that Elyonovi brings. That's why it's not a coincidence as from the Kahanim. The Bnei Soscha also writes this, that the Chashvanoim came Mizera Pinchas, they come from Pinchas. And it's not a coincidence, says the Bnei Soscha, that Pinchas is the one that's also Eliyahu Navi. Because the end of Chanukah is a Chanukah, it's a Ha'ara of Yumaisa Mashiach. And who is the one that gives us a Besur Taiva? Who reminds us, who tells us before Mashiach comes about the end of Mashiach? Eliyahu Navi. Because the whole Indian of Chanukah is hearing and experiencing Arish HaMashiach before it comes, befrat, and particularly through Eliyahu Navi and Kahanim, that's the Indian of Eliyahu Navi. That's why when you're lighting the menorah, so if you're not a kain, what are you doing? Right? I mean, the whole, the Ran says in Masech Shabbos, the institution of the menorah is to be Bechinas menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why is it that you're not allowed to be Mishtamish, or why can't you have benefit from the Chanukah candles? The Ran says because it's like Me'ilah. It was instituted to be done to the Mikdash. So I understand. So it's instituted to be done to the Mikdash, and who's lighting the menorah? Any Kohen Levi Yisrael, anybody? Okay, fine. So who's preparing the menorah? Anyone. So I understand, if it's like the menorah, only a kohen. The answer is, there's only one kohen in the world that can send a piece of his neshama into anybody. And that's Elyonovi. Elyonovi comes to every bris. Elyonovi sends sparks of himself inside of it. I quoted this a number of weeks ago from the Mari 9, but it's from say that anyone that says a besura taiva, anyone that gives good news to anyone else, has a spark of Elyonovi inside of them. The whole thing of Halakas HaMenoira, says the Rambam, is a besura taiva. Laharis Lugalis HaSanes. To reveal the miracle that no one knows about. Again, the Muhammad, the nace of the Muhammad, there's no, you're not giving up a surah taiva. Everyone knows about the nace of the Muhammad. You're praising Hashem. But the nace of the Pachechet Shel Shemen, no one knew about it. It's in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. No one knows about it. Every time you light the menorah, you're being mevaseh b'surah taiva, which means that you're a spark of Elyon Avi. And that's why you're allowed to light the menorah, because you have a Bechinas Kayin within you. It means the whole inyan of the menorah is an inyan of being Elyon Avi, and therefore Orish El Mashiach that Chanukah candles is bringing us is the light of Shalom that Elyon Avi brings. And what is that inyan of Elyon Avi? What's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is the Nekuda. The Nekuda, the Tzara Shava that unites all of Avodas Hashem, all of mitzvahs, that's the in Shalom, that's the peacefulness. What's the peace? That two people don't fight with each other, you need Elyon Avi for that. The answer is the Shalom means that there is no difference between Avis, Ubanim, and Banim, and Avis. It's all the same. Because once you have that Nekuda, and the Rabban Hashem reveals himself through that Nekuda, it's all the same thing. So the light of the menorah is experiencing that Nekuda. It's experiencing the singular Elikus in all things. This is why, you know, everyone knows the Beis Yosef's Kasha. What time is it? Okay. You've been Meichel me. You're always Meichel me. I hope. Anyway, the Beis Yosef's Kasha, right? Why are there 8 days, 27 days, right? So what's the Beis Yosef's answer? That's Beis Yosef's Kasha. Not many answers. What's the Beis Yosef's answer? Well, the Beis Yosef's answer is, he gives a couple answers, the most famous ones. Beis Yosef's answer basically is that there was a miracle even the first day because the oil didn't, you know, the oil lasted even the first day. It wasn't the pshat that, like, it went all the way down and then it came back the second day. Even the first day, either it only went down an eighth, or it didn't go down at all. So, that's the answer to the Beis Yosef. So the Achorim ask a kasha on that. 1 second. Would that be okay for the menorah? It says in Pasuk you have to use Shemen Zayis for the menorah. It's not Shemen Zayis, this is Shemen Nes. Shemen Nes. Olive oil is destroyed, and then all of a sudden, it regenerates, or it has this like added boost of energy, which is not a miracle oil. It's not a... The answer is that we're thinking, we're approaching the oil of Chanukah, of the menorah, of the Chashmonaim, as if it's our oil. In other words, what's the nature of a candle? The existence of the candle depends on the destruction of the oil. So that's the frame of reference that we're thinking. So we go with that assumption. The whole thing is not true. That's not the way it works. The inyan of the nace of the menorah was the existence of the flame dependent on the existence of the oil. The destruction of the oil was not the production of the light. The existence of the oil was the production of the light. And as the inyan of the nace of the Chanukah was, it revealed two opposites that not only didn't interfere with each other, but actually assisted each other. It was absolute shalom, peacefulness. It was a yichud, a union, that a certain single truth, a certain reality of Elikus that is both in the Ar and both in the Shemen without a contradiction at all. That's the whole inyan. The whole Yom Tov Chanukah is like that. So this is so. Let's go back. So the Orish El Mashiach, which is the light of the Menorah that we're capturing, that we're bringing into our lives, is the light of Orish El Mashiach that Elyon Avi introduces to us with Mashiach, which is experiencing the single Nekuda of truth and of Elikus in all things. That's the Shalom that Elyon Avi produces to us. That's why, again, the Kadmonim said, you look in the night light of Chanukah, and it's the Or HaGadol, the hidden light, through which, Chazal say, Adam can see from one end of the universe to the other. It means it's a unifying light. It's a unifying force. It's Shalom. It's completely one. It's completely one. So that's the Or. That's the Or of the Menorah. What is the Kli for that? The Kli for that is engaging in Yiddishkeit looking for the Nekuda Pnimis. And that is what it means to be, to have a victory over Yavan. What is Yavan? The klipa of Yavan is to not look for that nakuda. You see, what's the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the epicenter. It's the nakuda pnimis of all of Klal Yisrael. It's the place where everyone has a chalik, where everyone, it's everything. Chazal already say that every piece of earth that would ever, that eventually, you know, is a piece of soil that's good for a certain type of tree, a certain type of plant, it all comes from Beis HaMikdash. It means the Beis HaMikdash is the nekuda pnimis. That is the innermost point. The inyan of Yavan is to defile that. The inyan of Yavan is seichel. Yavan is not looking for that nekuda that unites all things. It's not looking for that singularity. It's not looking for that. Because that singularity is ultimately the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and that's not what Yavan is interested in. Yavan, the klipa of Yavan is a klipa, is the klipa of not looking for the nekuda hapnimis in life, not looking for the nekuda hapnimis in Torah, not looking for the nekuda hapnimis in Avodas Hashem, and therefore not creating a space within your life for the singularity of the Rabbanu Shel Olam to be revealed. Because you're not looking for anything, you're not looking for any unifying theory in your Avodah. So how could the unifying reality of the Rabbanu Shel Olam make itself known? Everything needs a kli. It means that singular light of shalom, of peacefulness, of Elyonavi, which is the light of the menorah, it means that whatever you look at, you're experiencing the Rabbanu Shel Olam in that. That is a light that needs a kli. And the vessel through which you're able to draw that experience into your life, the vessel for that is a Yiddishkeit that's focused on trying to find a singular force, a singular focus, a singular point, a singular theory behind it all. So it means when so what's Yavan? So Yavan is, when you're putting on tzitzis, that's all you're doing, is putting on tzitzis. And when you're keeping Shabbos, you're keeping Shabbos, it's nothing with each other. They're with each other. I'm checking this box and I'm checking that box. But therefore, there is no nekuda pnimis. There is nothing. All I'm doing, I'm just surface level. I'm just focusing on the yotze this mitzvah and the yotze that mitzvah, and that's all this is. So what does tzitzis have to do with Shabbos? Nothing. That's the klipa of Yavan. The victory of Yavan, that's why the irony. What's the irony? The irony is that, you see, the Yetzer Hara can never truly take a Jew away from finding a singularity, for looking for this emes. What the Yetzer Hara does is, when it distracts a Jew from finding this nekuda, it's sort of like it sort of mimics being that nekuda in an unhealthy way. For example, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, where he talks about what the Yavanim did, the Rambam says, the Rambam describes what Galus Yavan was, and the Rambam says like this: during the times of Galus Yavan, they did a lot of things. They bitlu dosam, they stopped. They made Yiddishkeit difficult. Leinichu eisen las v'tarah mitzvahs. They made it difficult to keep tarah mitzvahs. Posh of v'moinam, they got involved with our finances. Bivnei seyem, they got involved with our personal lives. They went into the Beis Hamikdash. Tzarlam leYisrael moibifneim, it caused lachatz, it caused pressure. There was no area of Jewish life that was not affected by Yavan. That's what the Rambam is describing, that there was no area of escape. You couldn't go anywhere without thinking about the Yavan. Not in your financial, not in your business, not in your family life, not in your Yiddishkeit, you couldn't go on vacation from it. It was everywhere. We don't find such a thing when it comes to Mitzrayim. Fakir, when it comes to Mitzrayim, the Yidden went home after the slave pits. Until the next morning, you didn't have to think about the Mitzrayim. The inyan of Yavan, the Rambam is describing, is that's the irony. The whole inyan of Yavan is to distract a Jew from finding the unifying force in your Avodas Hashem, to find the Tzad HaShavah between all things in your life. But when they distract a Jew from finding that in Kedusha, then it's replaced in an unhealthy way, where all you have is thinking about all day long is the Yavan. So it's like a Jew has no choice but to think about one thing all day long, right? So it's either you're going to think about the Rabbanu Shel Olam all day long and you're going to find it in all things, or you'll think about Yavan all day long. But that's the gullus of Yavan. The gullus always is like the anti-version of the Kedusha, right? So this is the side of Hanukkah. The Nitzach, and the victory over Yavan, means the Jewish people refocusing ourselves, instead of all day long thinking about one single thing that's called Yavan, we're going to think about all day long one single thing, which is called the Rabbanu Shalom. And I'm going to have that singular focus when I put on tzitzis, when I keep Shabbos, when I go to work, when I do this and when I do that. It's all one thing. Because instead of the one thing being Yavan in my entire life, the one thing is going to be the Rabbanu Shalom, and I'm going to, and that's the only thing I'm going to be Isaac in. So you ask a Jew, what are you involved with right now? The same thing as I was involved 10 minutes ago. The same thing I'll be involved in the next thing, which is finding Hashem. That's it. That itself is the victory over Yavan. Now that you have that Meichen, that what you're looking for is one singularity, and what you're focused on in your life is one single thing, then that singularity, which is the Rabbanu Shalom himself, in that way of Shalom, of Ari Shalom Mashiach, will make itself known. That's the Chanukah candles. So Chanukah candles is the light of Mashiach, but particularly the Shalom Dika light, the light of Ladas is Hashem Bilvad, of Lo Yeh Esa Kol Ha'olam Ela Ladas is Hashem Bilvad, the singular truth behind all things, that's revealed through the Chanukah candles. And the way that we can grasp that is because we had a victory over Yavan, which means that all we're looking for is one thing. If all you're looking for is one thing, then only one thing will make itself known to you. If you're looking for many things, then you don't have one thing. That's what we say Friday night by Kegavna. Rosh de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos is that when we are mis'achdin lasata b'rosh de echad, when we down here unite in the mystery of oneness, we're looking for something that's one. We don't know what it is, but we're looking for it's a mystery. Then what? Kedain, then therefore, then at that moment, there's an awakening from above, also echad. And then it's misachtan echad be'echad. So that's the inyan over here. The victory of Yavan means that we are looking for singularity for one thing and one thing only. And again, that's the secret of the Yontif of Chanukah, is that you have no choice but to be looking for one thing. If it's not going to be the Rabbanu Shalom, then you're going to be thinking about Yavan all day. So you're thinking one thing, that's Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Yontif of Chanukah, that's the Hal Vahidah, that's the Nes of the Melchama. Now, in that context, the true oneness of above can make itself known through the light of the menorah. And that's the Yontif of Chanukah. So Allah L'maisa, it means that this is the time of the year, this is the Yontif, to really double down on our efforts of focusing our minds and really paying attention to the fact that everything that a Yid is doing is in truth one thing. That's all we're doing. We begin, the beginning, middle, and end of our life is just simply one search for the Rabbanu Shalom and one exercise of being a Yid. That's it. And that itself is a victory over Yavan. And when you have that, then the one God will make himself known to the one Yid. That's what's brought down to this farm, it's a school already. It's brought down to Kadmainim, that it's a school to maybe some of you have heard this line. There's a line that a lot of tzaddikim say, which is to say, Yehudi ani, I'm a Jew. Yehudi echya, I will live as a Jew. Yehudi amos, I will die as a Jew. Yehudi, Yehudi, Yehudi. Such a thing. It's brought down to say that three times a day. It's a good thing for Shmir. It's brought down. That's Chanukah. That's the victory over Yavan. Yehudi ani, Yehudi echya, Yehudi amos, Yehudi, Yehudi, Yehudi. Zo. And when there is now the singular of Yehudi, then the Rabbanu Shalom makes himself known as well. Okay? Yishvizach to that gilut, that avoid that gilut, v'yizkot to the brachim, and may have been amen.